dozens of radio and television broadcasters serve New York City's many ethnic communities. If you are among the 500,000 listeners who tune in regularly to Cosmos FM Greek Radio, Christy Stassinopoulou is a household name. The singer is a rising star on the world music charts. But it is only on local ethnic programs that indigenous musicians like Christy enjoy rock star celebrity. Yanni Simonides has run Cosmos FM for the past 16 years. He says the magic of ethnic radio is in its ability to showcase ethnic talent and connect people to their homelands.
We are the last, basically, home in New York City of foreign language and ethnic programming, trying to challenge them to elevate to their spirits. And if you are either a recent immigrant, it's important to hear the voice, the sound, the music, the voice, the culture, for young children especially, not to lose and immediately become Americanized. And also not so much the middle young people and young adults and professionals, but for the older people, you know, to have a connection again.
Ethnic broadcasters believe they are more than just pipelines of news, information, and music. They see themselves as cultural and political lifelines to people from far-flung places. Elena Mariletti is a former U.S. network television anchor and producer. She now produces and hosts her own Cypriot radio program on Actina FM.
Well, ethnic radio is a medium that gives the opportunity to local communities from all ethnic backgrounds to talk about their unique culture, heritage, and cover stories from the homeland as well as from here, the community.
Ms. Mariletti says ethnic radio and television listeners are people who have made their way to New York City and are searching for that little slice of home.
We have all sorts of voices on WNY 91.5 FM, which is a public service radio station that address the needs of the Cypriots, the Greeks, the Japanese, Asian Americans, all sorts of ethnic groups. And as you know, New York thrives on its diversity. And through these programs, we bring the homeland culture and stories that commercial radio right here in New York, they don't bother addressing.
Nonprofit ethnic broadcasters such as Actina FM operate on tiny budgets, often relying on the use of New York City's financially strapped public radio station, WNYE 91.5 FM, to air their programs. The independent research firm Arbitron estimates that WNYE reaches 14 million radio listeners. But there is also plenty of opportunity for New Yorkers who prefer television.
수도를 옮기지 않고서는 국토 개조가 어렵다는 것이다. 그래서 2000년대 국토 구성은 행정 수도 이전과 함께 계획됐다. 그러나 몇몇 대도시에만 또다시 인구가 집중되는 것을 막기 위해 계획된 것이 중핵 도시 건설이었다.
For example, Asian America Television produces a nationally syndicated program dedicated to airing Asian voices from China, Taiwan, the Philippines, and as far east as Pakistan. Director Jun Sung Ko says the half-hour magazine-style show is the only one of its kind.
The mainstream broadcasting houses don't really put much time on Asian issues, or especially Asian Americans. So that's where our niche is. And that's where we want to tell American mainstream that here is something called Asian American communities existing, and Asian Americans very successfully living and contributing a lot to the society.
Ms. Ko admits that finding financial support for a program that features such eclectic topics as the Chinese zodiac is always a challenge. But she says the program is a source of pride and identity for many Asian Americans.
Call your friends, let them know that that Wilkins is on fire tonight. He's coming with all guns blazing, and no stone is unturned here tonight. So we'll give it hell, all right? We're coming back, of course. This is your indigenous brother out from Prince's Town, out from the shining city of Trinidad. We're about to do Calypso battle here on the front line, and are we ready to go? 100 Calypso classics tonight coming at you. We kick off from number 50, I think. Let's go.
Trinidad-born Trevor Wilkins shares a similar sense of pride in his Caribbean roots. He has been imparting his passion for authentic calypso music over the airways for the past 6 years.
We try to see, what we try to do is really teach the culture, the music, and the history of Trinidad and Tobago. And we use that to pretty much make our case for the greatest music in the world, which I call calypso music. The music itself has, you know, you can get political satires from the music, you can get licentious dancing from the music, you can get basically social events, cultural events, local color. The music is quite engulfing.
Like his colleagues in the ethnic media, Mr. Wilkins views his music as a window into his own Caribbean culture. With a lot of hard work and a little bit of luck and money, he and others are trying their hardest to keep their ethnic gospel alive. This is Leah Krakenowski for VOA News in New York.